Now, one of the funny things about Indian politics is that India is a democracy, but it's a democracy which comprises many essentially undemocratic political parties. I mean, look at all the regional parties, which comprise what the bulk of India's political parties. Most of them are what Narendra Modi calls family parties. They're run by one family. Succession is always dynastic. They run like courts. There is no democracy of any kind in them. There is some democracy in the major parties. Let's look at the BJP. Now, the BJP is not dynastic. Mr. Modi's father was not the last leader. He has no son who will take over, which is, of course, a very good thing. But the absence of dynasty is not the same as democracy. The BJP has very little internal democracy. There is no process to elect a leader. There is no process for dissent to be registered. Let's take some examples. Mr. Advani and Mr. Vajpayee ran the party because people knew they were the leaders. Nobody cared really about democracy there. When Mr. Modi took over, it wasn't because Mr. Advani lost an election. It was the old conspiracy, stab in the back, coup approach, which is not to say that Mr. Modi was not the most popular leader, only that there was no process to replace Mr. Advani with him. Even now, JP Nadda, who's the current BJP president, when was he elected? Who will succeed him? Will there be an election? Can anybody put forward his or her candidacy to succeed him? No, because these things in Indian politics are not decided with any measure of internal democracy. They are decided by fiat. And the style of the BJP, ultimately, is that of an imperial court. In a sense, you know who the boss is, you do what he wants, and in return, he gets you elected. That's the trade-off between Mr. Modi and his MPs. The Congress, of course, is worse, because succession there is dynastic. The reason Rahul Gandhi is where he is because of dynasty. It's the same with Priyanka Gandhi. Now, there is no way in this day and age you can say that dynasty is a good thing. But even if dynasty is a bad thing, you can still have some measure of internal democracy and try and change it. That is why this Congress election is important. It's important because after a long time, a political party is having an internal election, is allowing people to put forward their candidacy. And as far as we can tell, the Gandhis are not interfering. Sonia Gandhi apparently assured Ashok Gehlot and Shashi Tharoor that she had no favorites. She wanted this to be a fair election. So yes, the Congress may be breaking away from dynasty. It may be trying to find an elected leader, not just in the context of the Congress, but in the context of Indian politics. This is something to be welcomed. It's hugely important. It's a movement forward. Yet, of course, we're all cynical. So let's deal with our cynical questions first. First of all, is this a Rahul Gandhi ploy? I don't think it is. I think Rahul Gandhi said after the Congress debacle at the last general election that not only would he not be Congress president, but that no other member of his family would be, which effectively ruled out Priyanka's candidacy. He stuck to that stand. What he's done is not excusable. He's hung on as some kind of extra constitutional authority, but he's not accepted the job, nor has Priyanka accepted the job. So if the Gandhis wanted to accept the job, it was theirs for the asking. The fact that they've said no suggests something important and something worth remembering. It could be, as many people are saying, that Rahul really wanted this election to be a way of getting some kind of democratic stamp on his accession. But I don't think so. I don't think he is going to stand. I don't think he wants this to be some kind of coronation with an air of bogus democracy around it. It is possible, yes, the process is not over yet. It is possible that finally, given the number of chamchas who are thronging around him and saying he should stand, it is possible that he will say, look, you know, I really didn't want to do it, but so many people are asking, what can I say? I will stand. But somehow, I don't think that's going to happen. I really think Rahul doesn't want the job. And I think Sonia Gandhi genuinely wants there to be a democratic succession. Even 5 years ago, this would have been unthinkable. So yes, it's a movement forward and it's a good thing. What does it mean for the Congress if there is a non-Gandhi at the helm? Or more specifically, what does it mean for the Congress if Rahul is not the leader? Well, personally, I think it's a good thing. You can argue about Rahul's sincerity. My view is that he's sincere. You may not agree with the things he says, but he means them. There's no doubt about that. My view is that the problem is not just Rahul and the dynastic accession. It is the way in which he's run the party. Older congressmen, or even younger congressmen now, will tell you that the party has been hijacked by a coterie of sort of worthless layabouts and cronies and duffers who throw Rahul's name around, who say that they are close to Rahul. They have done Rahul more damage than Narendra Modi has. If Rahul goes, then that coterie automatically disbands, or if it doesn't disband, it loses its influence. That surely is a good thing. That has the effect of uniting the Congress. There is one other very important factor, which is that, metaphorically speaking, Rahul has a target on his back. The BJP decided, what, several years ago, that the only threat to the BJP's national ambitions was the Congress. It worked on the assumption that Rahul would be Congress leader for eternity. And it has spent, what, crores of rupees, countless hours, ensuring that Rahul is portrayed as a fool, as a bumbling idiot, as an entitled brat. Much of this is unfair, but you see social media, or you see mainstream media, not that there's much difference these days. So much energy is spent on rubbishing Rahul that it's almost impossible now to turn back the clock for Rahul to start all over again to tell people he is not the Pappu of caricature. So in a way, if Rahul steps aside and he's not the leader of the Congress, he decides at a stroke to negate the effect of what the BJP has been trying to achieve for so many years. Yes, Rahul may be a Pappu, but how does that matter? It's not Rahul you're voting for. It's somebody else and it's the whole party. So yeah, from the Congress's point of view, Rahul stepping aside makes a lot of sense because it nullifies the BJP's attack. It also makes sense because it encourages people joining the Congress to realize and to recognize and to hope that the Congress is a party where you can get to the top. What's happened now is that there's a ceiling. Young people, enthusiastic people, competent people who join the Congress know that the top jobs will always be reserved for members of the family, that it is not merit that matters, it's genetics. That's not a good way for any political party to be run. And yet, that's exactly how the Congress has been run. The most you can hope for is to pitchfork yourself to near the front rank. Then you hope that a member of the family notices you and you get promotions. Or if you don't get promotions, at least you become part of the inner circle. All of this is the antithesis of democracy. So the moment you get rid of dynastic leadership, you get rid of all this. The Congress frowns on ambition. It takes the line that if you're ambitious, then that's not a good thing. You should put yourself forward a little bit and then you should wait to be called by the powers that be. It's crazy. I mean, people join politics because they're ambitious. Ambition is what keeps politics going. It's the phrase that we all associate with, say, Mr. Modi, fire in the belly. There are people in politics who want to get to the top, who want to do things. Well, these people are not necessarily welcome in the Congress. Take some examples. Take Sachin Pilot. Sachin Pilot wanted to be Chief Minister of Rajasthan. Ashok Gehlot wanted the job too. Now, there was an easy way of handling this. Have an election. Whoever gets the most votes becomes the Chief Minister. But no, the Congress took the line, even though I think, frankly, Gehlot would have won, that because Gehlot was the candidate approved by Delhi, Sachin had no business standing. So if you express any kind of desire to get a job, if you express any kind of emotion that is related to ambition, to getting ahead, it's seen as lesser majesty. You're seen as treacherous, as against the interests of the party. That has to end. The party has to recognize merit. An election is the best way of doing it. And it has to recognize merit at every level. So yes, the election for president won't solve it at every level, but it's a beginning. It shows us that the Congress is recognizing some kind of merit, and it is creating a process whereby that merit is recognized. People are saying that supposing Ashok Gehlot wins, as many people believe he will, won't he just be a cipher for the Gandhis? Well, I'm not so sure. I think he will certainly not do anything that Sonia Gandhi disapproves of. But his leadership will make a difference because, first of all these coteries around the Gandhis will be disbanded. Secondly, congressmen will find him more accessible. Thirdly, he doesn't carry the baggage that the coterie around Rahul carries. The G23 people like that all regard him as a man they can do business with. So it will be a unifying influence for the Congress. What about Shashi Tharoor? I personally believe that the fact that Shashi Tharoor is standing is one of the best things to have happened to the Congress for a long time. In our system, if you're bright, if you're charismatic, if you're articulate, all things that Shashi Tharoor is, it is assumed that you'll write a few speeches, make a few interventions in the Rajya Sabha, and that's it. Why shouldn't people like that get to the top? And even if they can't get to the top, why shouldn't they want to get to the top? Why shouldn't they try to get to the top? The fact that Shashi is standing, that Sonia Gandhi has said she's happy with it, suggests that in some ways the Congress is changing. So what does all this mean? Does this mean that the dynasty is over? I don't think so. I think people owe huge loyalty to Sonia and to Rahul. And I think people want them to be around, perhaps not in leadership roles, but certainly in roles where you can use their charisma, use their ability. So yes, the Gandhis will be around. But no, the Gandhis will not necessarily call all the shots. And you know, politics is a strange business. Things happen when you appoint people. Just look at the Congress's own history. When Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated in 1991, the Congress Working Committee, acting on autopilot, offered the Congress presidentship to Sonia Gandhi. At that stage, Sonia Gandhi was not in politics. She had no interest in the job. She was devastated. She was mourning for her husband. So she said, no, of course she didn't want the job. Okay, they said, who should we make? So she said, what about Narasimha Rao? And so Narasimha Rao became Congress president. You would think that was that. But no, within what, 2 years, 3 years, Narasimha Rao had turned bitterly on Sonia Gandhi. The Gandhis lost whatever hold they had in the party, and he began to treat her as the enemy. In politics, no gratitude exists. In politics, no loyalties forever. Narasimha Rao found this out the hard way in 1996 when he was mired in corruption scandals and when it was likely he would go to jail. He had to step down as Congress president. He found a guy called Sitaram Kesari, who'd been party treasurer, and said, will you take the job and hold it for me? Now, according to Narasimha Rao, it's possible he was lying, but I don't think so. He said Kesari was so overjoyed and so grateful at being offered the job that he took off his cap and he put it in Narasimha Rao's feet. And he said, I will do whatever you want. Just give me the job. So Kesari got the job. Rao was happy. Within, I think, 1 month, he had turned against Rao and had thrown him out of even the one post he had, which was party leader in the Lok Sabha. So things change. When you give power to people, they change. They don't necessarily remember who gave them the power. They're not necessarily grateful. And things take on a dynamic of their own. So if you have an election and you have a Congress party that is led by elected leaders, they may well have the support of the Gandhis at some stage, but in the long run, they will do what suits their interests, what suits their vision of the Congress, which I think is fine. That's what democracy is about. So should we be cynical about the Congress election? Well, frankly, we should be cynical about everything to do with politics, but we should also be hopeful. There is a chance now that internal democracy is coming to India's oldest political party. And there is a chance that if the Congress does get democratic, it can finally get its act together and give the BJP a fight in the next election. Maybe too late to beat the BJP, but it is a beginning.